It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The website of the United States Senate has been hacked, not by China or Russia, but by a group of nautical-themed pranksters with this song on their own website. Love. The group is called Lulz Security, or LulzSec. They've also hacked PBS and Sony's websites. Gabriella Coleman is a professor of media, culture, and communication at NYU. Gabriella, we know SEC means security. What does LULZ, L-U-L-Z, mean?
It's a name that is used among many different internet communities to designate something humorous, pleasurable, and prankish. And it exists on a spectrum from very lighthearted and playful to something that's far more terrifying. When it comes to LulzSec, they have a very particular brand of the lulz. And to me, what they are so good at doing is enacting lulzy behavior. It makes you laugh and it makes you cringe at the same time.
Laugh because they do stuff like post articles on the PBS site about Tupac Shakur being secretly alive. Cringe because they get access, post what they want, and publish stolen data online. They're powerful, and they know it.
A sort of long tradition in more transgressive hacking to engage in this sort of behavior and then reveal and boast about it. And, you know, it could take different forms. You can sort of boast about it to kind of fellow colleagues or boast about it to the world.
LulzSec likes to boast on Twitter. A recent tweet says, "The Lulz boat is here to shine a blinding light on these fools until it burns their eyebrows off. Nowhere to hide, no damage control." Who are these guys? Chester Wisniewski from the security firm Sophos says,
"We know very little. We don't know if it's a person or a group of persons. We don't know where these persons may or may not be located."
You look at security issues all the time. Is this, in your estimation, like a dangerous, serious threat to people, or is this some kids having fun?
I think it's a little of each. I mean, customers of these organizations who are being exposed through these hacks are sometimes put at genuine risk of identity theft or bank account fraud and these types of things. So it is a rather serious, serious crime. On the other hand, making these companies aware that they need to pay more attention to security and treat security more seriously is certainly an important thing. I don't think this is the correct way of doing it, though.
Is corporate security just really that bad that some pranksters can band together and cause this much mayhem?
Unfortunately, yes. I mean, the state of security on the internet today is quite alarmingly bad. Most websites have flaws that enable an attacker to take them over and get access to data. And a lot of the companies that LulzSec has targeted have specifically been large enough companies that they have the resources to better defend those assets. It's not the mom-and-pop corner store.
More on LulzSec at marketplacetech.org. Google has announced new search upgrades. You'll be able to search from a desktop by voice if your computer has a microphone. Google's adding visual search, too. Show it a picture, it searches for information based on what it sees. Then there's Google Instant Pages. You start typing in what you want, Stanley Cup, X-Men movie, whatever, and Google starts loading the page it thinks you'll click on. So when you do click on it, you'll save 2 to 5 seconds you'd otherwise spend waiting for a page to load. I think this changes the tenets of the human-computer partnership. Right now, we have to type with actual words and wait for results. But soon, we'll be able to just yell at our machines and have them do our bidding, show them a picture and expect them to figure it out, and have them read our minds. Faster. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.